set up from an old time loan.
You're listening to WRS. It's The Breakfast Show. Now, the Fribourg International Film Festival is on now until this Sunday. The curator of the New Territory Republic of Moldova section, showing 7 feature films and 10 short films produced in Moldova, has been curated by film director and producer Jon Gnatuk. The section, of course, is particularly interesting nowadays since Moldova is in the spotlight of the news, being on the frontier with Ukraine. Now, Jon is so wonderful to talk to and so enthusiastic about the power of documentary film, which is his own medium. So that's where we started, and I asked him to tell me a little bit about the films that he makes.
I'm producing social documentaries that tackle social topics from the Republic of Moldova, and especially documentaries that have potential of building an impact campaign, because I believe in the potential of a documentary film to generate a change, or at least to raise some questions and mirror some problems from the society. So once I'm approached by direct film directors who would like to work with me, this is the first or the second question I'm asking, if they're willing and if they see any potential in their projects in this aspect. This is also a way of building an alternative audience in Moldova, and to go beyond the theatrical release or festival release. Well, we have only 2 cinemas, 2.5, let's say, cinemas in the country. So we have to think how we can reach other people, other eyes, and how we can build a critical eye in the society.
So are your films made for people within Moldova, or really they have an international reach to educate about Moldova?
I believe that, I'm focusing for international audience as well. Actually, I'm looking for stories that the more local they are, the more international they are, because I want to go to international film festivals with my film and to present not only Moldova, but stories and the talents that I'm working from there.
What is the number one thing that you would like people to take away from your films?
I would like them to ask questions, to have a different perspective on the same issues. They a fresh and critical perspective on the things they were used to face or to see. And I would like them to understand that no matter the difficulty or the challenge or the problem, there is always this humor defense we can face something. Mm. We as a country, and me personally as a creator, I would like to think that we don't take ourselves too serious, and we have to laugh even when it's about crying and it's about dramatic thing.
It's hard sometimes to bring humor into such difficult topics, and yet humor can reach people in a way that I think just other storytelling can't.
I agree, but at the same time, especially if talking about the Moldovan audience, people see problems and challenges like every day, probably as everywhere. Mm-hmm. But I would like them, after getting out of the cinema screen, to get a feeling of positivism and optimism, because if it's depressing in the society and the cinema room, it's increasing this depressive feeling, then I don't feel that I'm helping much. Humor is this connecting bridge between the reality we're facing and the reality we see on the screen, and it's this tool of creating empathy. It's not a forced humor, it's maybe just an everyday life humor people would relate to, where people would see themselves, let's say. I'm not forcing, but I'm looking where there is something bad, what's shining, what's brightening, what's putting a smile on your face. Because mm-hmm. I don't want to become like a teacher through, and I'm talking to my directors as well, we don't teach the society, we don't build messages, we build emotions, we're building feelings. For me, cinema is like an emotional experience, and what I'm living in that room, what I'm taking with me from there, how I enter and what changes me inside, and how different I am when I'm getting out.
Mm. You're curating the section New Territory, Republic of Moldova, which shows 7 feature films and 10 short films produced in Moldova. How did you curate that whole section? How did you decide on the movies to show?
Well, it was a very difficult job Mr. Thierry Jobin asked me to do because we have more productions and more films being made, more than we could select and we could screen here. Initially, we thought to do like a chronological evolution of our cinema from the Soviet times with this gap after the Soviet Union collapsed and until nowadays. But in the end, we decided like to create a connection between the geopolitical context, and some of the films are tackling these topics with Transnistria, the frozen conflict we're having, but also to bring fresh and new voices on the screen, the emerging talents of the country.
Jan, thanks so much for talking to us. I know people can find out the full program at fiff.ch and search for the New Territories section. This will be 7 feature films and 10 short films produced in Moldova. Thanks so much for curating that section. I hope you're enjoying the Fribourg International Film Festival.
I definitely enjoyed. For us, I think I would dare to say that having Moldova here, it's what defines the best New Territory section, because we are both a new country in terms of geographically speaking, because I believe before the war, not many people in the west part of the continent would hear about our country. And unfortunately, because of the war, people found out that there is a country between Ukraine and Romania. And also, we are new territory in terms of cinema. And I'm happy. I would believe that one of the side effects of the festival is that people would look for more talents and for more voices and for more films from Moldova, because there is a lot. We have a huge collection of problems and issues, but we have a lot of so many people, talented people, who are telling great stories. And I can't wait for the international audience to meet them.
Thanks so much for talking to me today, Jan.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's springtime, which means daffodils, longer days, and delicious Easter treats.